Blackstone Audio presents Ethan of Athos by Lois McMaster Bujold. Dedication. For those who listened in the beginning, Dee, Dave, Laurie, Barbara, R.J., Wes, and the patient ladies of the M.A.W.A. Chapter 1. The birth was progressing normally. Ethan's long fingers carefully teased the tiny cannula from its clamp. "Give me hormone solution C now," he ordered the medtech hovering beside him. "Here, Dr. Urquhart." Ethan pressed the hypospray against the circular end membrane of the cannula, administering the measured dose. He checked his instrumentation. Placenta, tightening nicely, shrinking from the nutritive bed that had supported it for the last 9 months. Now. Quickly, he broke the seals, unclamped the lid from the top of the canister, and passed his vibroscalpel through the matted felt of microscopic exchange tubing. He parted the spongy mass, and the medtech clamped it aside and closed the stopcock that fed it with the oxynutrient solution. Only a few clear yellow droplets beaded and brushed off on Ethan's gloved hands. Sterility obviously uncompromised, Ethan noted with satisfaction, and his touch with the scalpel had been so delicate that the silvery amniotic sac beneath the tubing was unscored. The pink shape wriggled eagerly within. "Not much longer," he promised it cheerfully. A second cut, and he lifted the wet and vernix-covered infant from its first home. "Suction!"